The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, happy birthday, Tucson, the 234th birthday, which marks the kind of the founding of the European settlement of our community with that Irishman, Hugo O'Connor, 234 years ago, settling, beginning the Presidio of Tucson. But of course, Tucson is a lot older than that. Some people say maybe three or 4,000 years of settlement along the Rito River. I am Bill Buckmaster. Ray Allen is with me. Ray's engineering and producing our show on the other side of the glass. And it is August 20th, 2018. Hope you had a great weekend. We get things rolling here with our Monday political face-off. Our team today, Dr. Don Jorgensen, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Don is back from up in the Northwest. Did the fires up there in British Columbia, was the smoke bad in Seattle?
It was amazing how hazy it was, and
horrible.
Even bad quality air still today.
I listened to the Dodger game yesterday. They were playing in Seattle in Safeco Field. They had the top open, and actually it was affecting the people in the stands. It was that noticeable.
Yeah,
that's Bruce Ash. Bruce Ash is one of our regulars as well, now in his fourth term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. And we're delighted to announce that Mr. Ash, his show Inside Track, which harkens back the wonderful name that Emil Franzi had for that program, Bruce, that ran for, I don't know, 20 years or something?
Well, I think close to 15 years.
15
anyway.
Years anyway, but it's going to be Inside Track with Bruce Ash, 1 o'clock a week from, or 2 weeks from Saturday.
Well, so we'll start that Saturday after Labor Day. And I think to begin with, because of some scheduling issues, we're actually going to start at 2 o'clock. And then I think by November 1st, we'll be back at 1 o'clock. And, you know, it's going to harken back to the Inside Track show that everybody enjoyed and listened to. Mm-hmm. I probably can't and won't do the rants and some of the expounding that Franzi did. There's nobody that could do it quite like him. But it will be a show where you're gonna listen to some great guests. You're going to learn a lot of good stuff, and we're going to have fun with it. And I'm very, very much looking forward to it. It'll be an hour-long show. We'll have caller participation as well. So all those folks who've told me that they miss listening to us on Saturday afternoons, we'll be gone now for about almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Very, very excited about getting back and mass communicating,
there
as the
go.
Guy said in a movie a long time ago.
The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com on our Facebook. And it is noon to one. Your first show, by the way. We were just told.
Okay.
There you go.
Ray
looked that up. And Don, you know, you mentioned all that smoke and haze. Bruce Ash just got back from Alaska. We're heading up to Denali, a.k.a. Mount McKinley National Park, on Friday. We were going to go to Vancouver Island. That was our plan. But there has been so much smoke from like over 500 fires in British Columbia that we decided, let's go up to Alaska, where maybe we'll get some cool air.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And in fact, we spent the weekend preparing to go the other direction. We take off later this week for Ireland for a nice 2 weeks there. So
very nice.
A lot of cloudy weather and rain, and I'll be smiling the whole time.
And you had a nice trip at the fishing lodge
outside
of Ketchikan. I saw your video that you posted on Facebook. That really looked like a neat float plane. I love those little float planes that you were on.
Yeah, thanks. So anybody who wants to see the videos of taking off from Ketchikan and then landing in Hollis, Alaska, They're on my Facebook page, Bruce Ash, and lots and lots of great fishing there. Lots of great stories. Some of them I can tell, some of them I can't tell, but we all had a great time. Our two sons joined myself and some friends and just had a ball.
Well, it's great. Let's begin with an editorial that was in the Arizona Daily Star, and this was from former University of Arizona President Peter Likens and his wife, and they've been lifelong Republicans. Dr. Likens wrote, "The Republican Party has lost its soul, morphing into the party of Trump with no values beyond his own and no public recognition of his blatant disregard for the institutions and values of American society, most notably including personal honesty. With sincere regret, we must leave the grand old party after many decades of membership in its ranks." So, Bruce Ash, is there room for someone like Dr. Likens and his wife who are having trouble with President Trump? Is there still room for them in the party?
Well, sure, there is. And I'm sorry Dr. Likens and his wife decided to leave the party. I suppose it makes more news when somebody leaves the party these days than when the millions that are coming into the party across the country. I like and admire Dr. Likens. He was a very good University of Arizona president and a good man that I could call upon a couple times when I was Jewish Federation president for different issues that had occurred. Look, every president pretty much develops a culture around him during the presidency. And, I operate at a fairly high level within the Republican Party, and I can tell you that there is disagreement, from time to time on different policies or the way certain things are being handled. That hasn't changed. It was the same way during the Bush administration, and I suspect in the prior Bush and Reagan administrations. You know, we're a party of ideas and people who aren't afraid to express themselves, and there's lots and lots of room for moderates and for hard righties and probably everything in between. And there's a lot of non-Republicans who still vote Republican. We'll miss Dr. Likens and his political affiliation. But hopefully where he sees a good Republican, he'll continue to support that person.
All right, Don Jorgensen, your reaction. And what is a Democrat these days, in your opinion?
Well, my reaction to that is that, yes, there's truth that each president of a party reshapes the party somewhat. But I think what we're seeing today is almost unprecedented, at least in our lifetime, where the president, now Trump, has really completely co-opted the Republican Party. And when we hear comments that there's still disagreement and still Republicans speaking out, the only ones we're hearing speaking out are the ones that are leaving either the party or leaving their positions, like Jeff Flake. Those that have spoken out in primaries have lost their primaries or losing it. And now when you have so many serious issues happening at the national level, what security clearances this week, whatever it was last week, whatever it's going to be today or tomorrow, you see or you hear nothing from the Republican leaders in Congress standing up for the American people. They seem to be petrified at Trump's political attacks because he's proven to be effective at attacking folks in his own party and conducting personal attacks, not at the level he does against Democrats. But it's completely reshaped, I think, the view of the Republican Party. And as Bruce is saying, maybe those discussions do go on internally, but publicly it's seems to be pretty well controlled by Trump's kind of either cult or, we've heard all kinds of discussions of it, political family, whatever you want to call it.
His persona or whatever.
Certainly has. Yeah. His style.
Mm-hmm. Look, if you listen to a variety of nationally broadcast conservative talk shows, there's plenty of disagreement with the president on a number of different issues. The people who are really speaking are the 60-plus million voters who voted for Donald Trump. They voted specifically for a guy that they believed would take the political process by the collar and shake it until there was a change in the political scene, the economic scene, the diplomatic scene, the national security scene. And that's exactly what we're seeing. This president has probably delivered on as many promises as any president in our lifetime. And people, you know, who think that we're going to lose in 2020, I think you're wrong. He is going to be a very, very effective president, with or without winning the House in this midterm. And I still think that we're going to hang on to the House.
Carl, let's see if we can work you in here before we take the break. Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, you made the comment about the people being primaried out and other people being scared to step up and disagree with Trump. I think a lot of the party leadership and the old guard are forgetting something. It's the voters, the people.
That's
who
right.
are giving them what, who are telling them what they need to do. And you risk alienating them at your own cost. And I, you know, Trump has done a lot of things that I disagree with. I don't like his tweeting. I don't like his bombasticness, or that's a word. But on the other hand, he has come through, and okay, so he's done 80% of what I would have liked, what I would like to someone to have done. And so, you know, I am not that unusual of a person. There's a lot of us out there that everybody seems to forget that the people that put Trump over the edge were the people who were voting for anybody but Hillary. So, you know, and there's still a lot of us that are out there. So unless the Democrats can get somebody that is going to actually be worthwhile, Trump and his group are going to continue to hold the positions.
Okay. Thank you very much, Carl. We'll go to our other callers. Don, did you want to make a quick comment before
I
take the break?
Just again, this myth of all these people voted for Trump. Yes, they did. And he still lost the popular vote by over 3 million.
But we don't do presidential elections on a popularity contest. It's by electoral college.
That's true.
And that's what protects us in Arizona.
You're the one who was pushing the number that voted for him, and I'll just point out it was less than voted for
his opponent. There was still 60 million plus.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing presents our Monday political face-off. Moe's located conveniently midtown, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Thank you, Moe. Happy birthday, Corinne. Moe's fine daughter, celebrating her birthday a couple of days ago. Hope she got my birthday card. She does such a great job, as you know, Bruce Ash.
I do. She's awesome.
Corinne really does just great job. Fine young lady. All right. Also, after you go by Moe's and visit with Moe and Corinne, how about lunch up at our fine sponsor, Mona's Danish Bakery? And I saw the owner, Steve, on Saturday. And he's very delighted. We're sending a lot of folks over to Moe's, and they're having to Moe's. We're sending them over to Mona's, and they are enjoying.
Get your M's confused.
Yeah, they're enjoying a beautiful sandwich, and that freshly baked bread is fabulous. So go by, have a sandwich, and your choice. If you'd like a bag of chips, they'll throw that in as well there at Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link there to Mona's Danish Bakery, a link to Mo, and all of our great sponsors. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday as we talk with Barbie Reuter, new president of the Metropolitan Tucson Chamber of Commerce, plus the Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report. The program's Buckmaster. It's noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge. Bruce Ash is here and Dr. Don Jorgensen with me in studio for our face-off. Sheldon has called us and he has a question about unemployment or black American unemployment, actually. Go ahead, Sheldon.
There are a few things. I just read the Arizona Daily Star, sometimes called the Red Star. Completely, their wire service stories are very good. Look, as a result of Singapore, the prisoners from American prisoners of war have been returned from North Korea to be with their families.
Okay, did you have a comment, Sheldon, about
blacks are being more blacks are being hired, according to wire service stories. Press reports.
Okay.
Those are great achievements, and there'll be more coming. He is not a racist. He is trying his best to improve all of our lives.
Okay, Sheldon, on that note, you say he's not a racist, and he's trying to improve all of our lives. Don Jorgensen?
Well, to contradict Rudy Giuliani, the truth is the truth, and I'll let the president's comments and actions with regard to blacks in the U.S. speak for themselves with regard to racism when he calls white nationalists very good people and all the rest that goes with that. I don't want to take the time here, but I'll let the facts speak for themselves there. In terms of black employment numbers increasing, they're increasing as they began under President Obama, and the economy is continuing to grow in some ways at a slower rate than it did under President Obama. So Trump gets credit for not screwing that up. I'll give him that.
Bruce Ash?
I'm not going to respond to any of that stuff. Sorry.
What about this security clearance dust-up, Bruce Ash? Do you see any merit in it?
Frankly, I agree with him. It was something we talked about probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, mm-hmm. That should have been done. And I know that there has been a tradition or a history within the various intelligence services and some of the other security services that these guys would maintain their clearance so they could give briefings to you know, current staff. And all that's fine and well. But some of these men and women have used their security clearances and have used their former positions to monetize themselves. And at times, I think particularly with Mr. Brennan, there has been a fair amount of chaos and mistrust that he has created for us here in this country. That's not useful. And if he was a true patriot, and I question some of his past decisions, having been a member of the Communist Party, having voted for Gus Hall in the height of the Cold War, you know, he was probably a good guy. Even James Clapper referred to him over the weekend as an angry guy, and he is.
What do you think, Don Jorgensen?
Well, I think that's an interesting spin, and the Republicans are trying to spin it that this was a reasoned determination and choice, and that's just ridiculous. We have a president who, is acting either like the head of a crime family or the head of a banana republic, where he's demonstrating that he'll punish people who disagree with him and reward people who praise him. And this was another example of that. It's right out of authoritarian playbook that's the way you consolidate power, you silence dissent, and he even said that the president himself.
There's enough dissent to go around on.
But he reacts. You know, he's thin-skinned. This was a petulant response.
You
can complain about Brennan and the things he said. That's called free speech. But it's interesting that you had letters or responses from over 250 former intelligence pros, folks like Admiral McRaven, Mike Hayden, Mullen. None of these folks are what you'd call progressive or liberal, very conservative. They're patriots. And they said, this is not the way to do there. There is a process if you want to revoke someone's security system in place. That was ignored. And so there's no question this was done out of personal pique and not out of any patriotism or concern of America.
It certainly wasn't an immediate response. This guy has been chirping away now for several months, well over a year. And this is part of the grabbing by the collar that I reported on earlier. Look, in business, we are accountable. We are accountable for our numbers. We're accountable for profits or losses. We're accountable for decisions that we make. And in government, there hasn't been nearly as much accountability as there should be and as exists in business. And this is a businessman who happened to have become president, and he is holding government officials accountable, and he is accountable himself.
He is absolutely not. Otherwise, he would have followed the process. He would have involved his director of national security, Coates, in this process. He didn't.
It would have ultimately happened anyway.
And one of the things you're right about is they sat on it for 3 weeks waiting for the opportunity to distract from another set of poor media stories, and that's what happened.
There we go.
If not,
aren't we losing by revoking those security clearances? We have a wealth of talent there that will no longer.
One guy has had a security clearance cleared for crime.
Has there been threats for others?
Well, frankly, the others ought to now get this and perhaps as somewhat of a symbolic warning that you need
to be quiet and to not speak up. That's the warning that Trump is putting out there.
And it's okay to do that because these guys have monetized their position and they have used their former positions in security positions against the people of the United States, not to the benefit of our citizens.
Well, and you could say the same about folks who have praised him in the same way and monetized it, and their security clearances are quite solid.
All right. We're going to wrap it up right there. Thank you very much, Bruce Ash. I'm glad you had a safe trip back from Alaska. Do I need a rain jacket for my trip leaving Friday?
I would take a rain jacket with you for sure.
And a sweater.
And be thrilled about having cool temperatures. Oh. We're all sweltering here in Tucson, Arizona.
Don't remember what that even feels like anymore. Don Jorgensen, always a pleasure. It's good to have you back in town. Stay up in Seattle.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. has presented our Monday Political Face-Off, and we thank Bruce Ash and Don Jorgensen. We're going to take our break right here. We have the president of the University of Arizona on the live line. We had hoped to have him in studio, but we certainly understand it's the first day of classes, so he's very busy, but he is on the live line, and he will be up next after we take the break. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies, as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show Monday edition on Tucson's birthday, 234 years since the Presidio was founded by an Irishman working for the Spanish crown, Hugo O'Connor. Well, Green Things is now the home to Zocalo. Zocalo for years was over at the corner, near the corner of Country Club and Broadway. They are now over at Green Things on the 13 acres over there. So that means you go by 3384 East River Road by the Rito River and just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, and you do all of your things for the garden, all your nursery supplies, all your plants, and at Zocalo you get all that great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America. On the web, that's a good place to start before you go over to Green Things, greenthingsaz.com. Let's welcome now the president of the University of Arizona. We have Robert Robbins, President Robbins, with us on the live line, and it's a very busy day at the University of Arizona because it is the beginning of the fall semester. President Robbins, how are you, sir?
I am doing well, Bill. Thank you very much, as always, for having me part of your great show, and happy birthday to Tucson.
Yeah.
34 years. How cool is that?
234, and the thing is, President Robbins, that's just since the kind of the European settlement of the Presidio.
Right.
People have lived at kind of the base of A Mountain along the Rito River there, they say, for 3,000 to 4,000 years, and maybe the oldest continuously inhabited place in North America. That is very cool, isn't it?
It really is. And Tucson, of course, is I've been here a little over a year, coming up on almost a year and a half, and it is just a very, very special place, and I am blessed to be here and be part of the community.
And I said Rito, it is the Santa Cruz River, of course. So you've really settled in now, haven't you, Dr. Robbins?
I have, and I tell you, I cannot wait to get up every morning, Bill, and start doing the work at the university. It continues to amaze me how great this place is, not just the university, but the whole region of Southern Arizona. And I'm just having an absolute time of my life and happy that we're making a lot of progress at the university.
Well, we have lots to talk about during our time together today. Why don't we begin with the obvious, that this being the first day of school, there's nearly 8,000 freshmen as the fall semester begins. Would you give us kind of the footprint? What are we talking about? And I realize, of course, final numbers are not in, but give us the footprint of what we're talking about as this semester begins.
Well, we've got over 10,000 new students, including the 7,000 freshmen that are starting for their first university experience. But we all also have a great group of transfer students that come from the whole student body, come from all 50 states and 110 countries. And I just heard on your one of your advertisements about your travel to all 50 states.
Yes.
I think I've got about three left. you're at 100 countries, so
yep.
That's just tremendous. We've got representatives from all of those places here at the University of Arizona. And frankly, it's one of our strengths, the diversity of the student body here and of our faculty and staff is a real strength. As we try to carry out the work of the university as pursuant to our earlier discussion about what a special place this really is in the history of the world. And so we couldn't be happier with our class. It's one of the top academic classes we've ever had. 7% increase in students that have a 4.0 grade point average and a 16% jump in students that have a grade point between 3.75 and 4.0. So this is academically and scholastically one of the top classes that the university has ever had. And, you know, we're in the middle of a strategic planning process for the future of the university. And the top issue in that strategic plan, the top strategy is how can we help these young students be more successful, graduate sooner, keep them here, but most importantly, get them ready for the fast-moving, changing economy in the world. And we want to provide them with the tools that will make them prepared to go out and achieve their hopes and dreams of getting the job they want or going to the graduate or professional school they choose to attend.
You know, I know you were helping a lot of the freshmen with their move-in day last week, and I was reflecting on my own experience as a 17-year-old coming out from Chicago a long time ago in the mid-60s to the University of Arizona, and I was very nervous. And a lot of these kids are nervous. They're away from home. Many of them for the first time. What advice did you give to these young people?
Well, I always, it's one of my favorite parts of the year. You know, it's the second time I've gotten to do it, and I was so excited last year, but even more excited this year to be able to literally, practically help move their things, unpack the boxes. Our staff does a tremendous job in making this as easy as possible for the students and their families during this very exciting but also angst-ridden, in some cases, transition, many of whom are moving away from home for the first time. Over 30% of our incoming freshmen are first-generation students. No one in their family has ever gone to a four-year university or college even. So it's a time for me to really learn their names, ask them where they're from, what it is that they're studying, and what their hopes and dreams are, and why they chose the University of Arizona. And consistently, I get answers that are specifically around the programs that they came to the university for. They had many choices. I sound like an airline pilot every time I welcome them. I know you had many choices. Thank you for flying the friendly skies.
There you
with
go.
Us. And it almost is to a student. It's about the tremendous programs in whatever area it is, the humanities, the theater, the dance program, aeronautical engineering, space sciences, pre-veterinary. We have the only undergraduate law degree in the country. We're the only university with two medical schools. We've got a great health sciences center. So almost every time it's because they've weighed the options of where the programs are, and they've come for that academic experience. Now, many, of course, also will say the great weather, which, of course, you were discussing with your earlier guest about Alaska and Seattle. And I love the summer in Tucson. It is just a magical time for me. The monsoons are unbelievable. And many of the students from Chicago, or I was talking to a group of young men who came out together from Connecticut, another group who came out from New Jersey, and they just love the beauty of the campus, the weather, the big-time sports and school spirit that we offer here. But almost every one of them said, the reason I came is because of the academic program that I'm a part of.
Wow. Again, reflecting on my own time back in the mid-60s, there were nearly 30 of us from New Trier High School in Winnetka, Illinois, that came out to the University of Arizona. I can't say all of them wound up sticking around. I certainly did, and a fair share of them did, but I think one of our big motivators was getting away at that time, Dr. Robbins, from the very cold Chicago winter, so we were looking forward to Tucson.
Well, I didn't know that that was the high school you attended.
It is.
That is one of the great high schools in this country.
Yep.
And we obviously are out recruiting to all the great high schools in this country, primarily first. It's almost like athletic recruiting. I keep telling our students, you're the real five-star recruits that we want, because we're trying to recruit graduates and alumni, not just to fill a seat. But maybe I need to talk to you more about getting back to your high school.
Yep.
and being able to get some of those students. My son had many students that he was classmates with from your high school, and it's just a tremendous place.
New Trier is an amazing public school, for many years voted the number one public school in the United States. In
right.
many ways, it is like an Ivy League school, and we are proud at New Trier that, believe it or not, 90 point, it's 99% of our students go on to four-year universities, and I think we send more to the Ivy League than any other public school in the country. So it's an amazing
place. Yeah, that's fantastic. So I need to get over there and and talk to the principal and get our recruiters out there, because it is one of the great high schools in the country.
All right, lots to talk about with you, Dr. Robbins. So please stick around, if you will, for one more segment. Let's listen now to the great sponsors that we have on this program. We'll be right back.
Experience the new era of Arizona football. New coach Kevin Sumlin, lower season and individual game ticket pricing, new stadium amenities and concession options, more pride of Arizona, and a new stadium announcer, plus explosive plays on the field that will create lots more fireworks. Go to ArizonaWildcats.com/FB for tickets, or call 621-CATS. That's ArizonaWildcats.com/FB or 520-621-CATS.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. We send so many of our listeners over there, folks who had really not a clue that there was this beautiful area of southwest New Mexico, only 3 hours' drive from Tucson, and this is one of my favorite times of the year. over in the Gila National Forest after the, well, still, of course, the summer rains are going on. Everything's greened up, and it's really beautiful in historic Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Starting place? Well, I would suggest visiting their fine website, where you will find the many places to stay, very nice places, and the great recreation opportunities for a fall weekend getaway. Go to southwestnewmexico.org. President of the University of Arizona, Dr. Robert Robbins, is with us on the live line. And Dr. Robbins knows I'm a very, very passionate supporter of football, college football. We had our friend Anthony Jamino on the show last week talking about the cover of Sports Illustrated, Khalil Tate on the cover, and we're jokingly talking about the Sports Illustrated jinx. We hope that doesn't happen, but I know you are a very passionate supporter of collegiate football, Dr. Robbins.
I absolutely am, and you know, the so-called cover jinx, I think that happened fairly alarmingly with the Madden video game until Tom Brady got on the cover. So when they make the right choices, hopefully there's not going to be a jinx. But we of course, are very, very excited to have Coach Kevin Sumlin here in Tucson. And let me tell you, he is loving being here. He likes this team. They're young. But I think that you know, it's always difficult when someone like me, who is uninformed, you know, starts pronouncing, well, yeah, I think we should win every game. Well, you know, that doesn't necessarily happen. But he's embraced it. He's embraced the idea that we're the only Pac-12 team or a university never to play in the Rose Bowl. And, you know, I think you've heard him on some of his spots say, we're here to win championships. Why not us? Why not now? And so he's quite a charismatic leader and a great football coach, but more importantly, I think a great developer and mentor and leader of young men developing into, you know, from young adults to mature adults. And that's what I was looking for, and I'm just so proud that we've got Coach Sumlin here.
Well, I was very impressed with him. I sat down here on the show with him for a half an hour, and I was very impressed with this man and what he brings to the table. And he told me right off the top that at the top of his list is the ethical behavior of these student athletes, Dr. Robbins.
Absolutely, and that's what we want across all of our programs, across all the university, and I think we've got the right man at the right time, and just excited. You know, the cover of Sports Illustrated is one thing, but if you start looking down, I was reading some of the pundits about what the record was going to be, and I think there were five predictions from five different sports writers. Two picked us to go 8-4. Two picked us to go, I think one picked us to go 9-3, and a couple 10-2. And I thought, wow. That's pretty optimistic, given, you know, how young we are. The schedule does set up well for us. We don't play Washington or Stanford in the regular season, and we've got USC coming to town. And you know, my hope is we've got a tough test coming up in less than 2 weeks against BYU, and then we've got to go on a very tough, you know, 11 a.m. local time, 9 a.m. Tucson start to our second game down in Houston, which is going to be very hostile territory given that Coach Sumlin left them a few years back. So my hope is we'll be undefeated going into that USC game. And I think it's basically even early in the season, it could be playing for the Pac-12 South Championship.
Yeah, and of course that Houston game is so important because you really want to get off to a great start, and I think that we would go into the SC game here at home, then we would be undefeated, and that would really give us some great momentum, wouldn't it?
It would, and you know, they they've got this defensive tackle down there, and My hope is that he's going to catch double, if not triple, teams on every play, because he's quite a player, and they've got a great tradition and really a wonderful coach down there. But I think we're ready, and we've got to get by the first one. We got to take them one at a time, and of course BYU is always tough, but we get them at home.
Yeah, they're a well-coached team. Let's talk now about health care. Of course, you are a cardiologist, heart surgeon, and I'm sure you are very happy that Banner University Medical Center, not only in Phoenix, but the Banner University Medical Center in Tucson, were both recognized as best hospitals by U.S. News and World Report. Are they doing the right things at Banner?
Absolutely. And, you know, I am so proud of the leadership changes that we have here. Mike Dake, one of my longtime colleagues at Stanford University, is our new Senior Vice President for Health Affairs. And Larry Goldberg is Banner went out and hired Larry, who I had known about from his days at Northwestern in your hometown of Chicago.
Yeah.
And then he was recruited to be the CEO of Vanderbilt Medical Center in Nashville. And then he was recruited back to run the entire Loyola system in Chicago. We are incredibly blessed that Larry has come to the state of Arizona, as well as hired by Peter Fine, the CEO of Banner, because he had this rich and extensive academic medical center background. And I think it's a tremendous sign of how well things are going here that Larry lives here in Tucson, not in Phoenix, because we, of course, need to focus our efforts here in Tucson and really to capitalize on all of the research and the educational mission that we have here connected to the university. But the new hospital is going to open in, I think, early 2019, and it's going to be a tremendous new facility. And Larry and Mike and Irv Krohn, our interim dean, are all working toward getting ready for that opening and really focusing on quality outcomes, great customer service, and, of course, fulfilling our research and education mission. So I think, you know, any new partnership or any new merger, it takes a little while to get all the pieces right and get the integration of the two cultures together. And I am very optimistic and think that things are on the right road, primarily because of focus on the issues, but also getting the right leaders.
Well, you speak of the right leaders. You've hired a marketing person now that's really going to take a look at the whole branding of the university. This is a really important job that didn't get a whole lot of publicity, but it's important.
Yeah, Steve Moore is a tremendous individual, and we, again, are very, very blessed and lucky to have someone of his accomplishments and character to be here here in Tucson and at the university. You know, he had a long, distinguished career in the private sector with Coca-Cola Corporation, and then he's an Aggie. He's from Texas A&M, and when Secretary Robert Gates was the president of Texas A&M, he persuaded Steve to come back to the university, and he did a great job of helping President Gates tell the incredible story of Texas A&M, and we're just lucky that we were able to recruit him. And I think exciting things are going to happen with us telling the tremendous stories that I get to see. I'm privileged to get to see and listen to every day when I walk around this fabulous university. So I think Steve's going to be a great addition to our team.
And he is now on board, and one of the he'll be tasked with kind of putting together really a whole new brand for the university, correct?
That's correct. And,
yeah.
You know, it comes at the right time. We'll be releasing our strategic plan later in the fall. We're presenting it to the Board of Regents in their meeting here on the campus of the University of Arizona in November. And then, you know, it'll be the roadmap that we'll use to guide strategic decisions for the university going forward. But again, I come back to an earlier comment I made about the incredible importance that we're putting on student success. We're a world-ranked university by all the world ranking agencies. One had us in the top 60 recently. And so that's based on our reputation as being a tremendous research intensive university. We have not done as well on our graduation rates and retention rates. So that's what we're going to focus on to help our students, as I said before, realize their hopes and dreams, keep them here in Tucson, and grow the economy so that we have jobs for them to stay here in Tucson once they finish.
All right, Dr. Robbins, good luck with the new semester. We'll talk to you after that strategic plan is finally released. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, Bill, thank you as always, and I love listening to your show and am honored that you include me.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Okay. That was the president of the University of Arizona, Robert Robbins, with us on the Buckmaster Show. That's going to wrap up Buckmaster on this Monday edition, this birthday edition for Tucson. Mike Shaw is coming up at 4, from 4 to 6. Ray Allen helping him out with that program. And then Wake Up Tucson a full 3 hours from 6 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you. 12:04 tomorrow, among other interviews, we will include Beth Gorman, talking about air quality, which has been kind of, it's been an issue this summer. No two ways about it. Also speak with the new president of the Tucson Metro Chamber. So I've got a full show, as usual. Hope you'll be with us in about 24 hours, and we'll do it again. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.